Hi again, I'm here with Wally Reinhardt. He's an exhibit designer with Texas Parks and Wildlife. Now we've covered communication strategies, we've covered video, marketing, and interpretation. And now we've got one last area to cover, and that's the graphic design. Wally, what exactly does a graphic designer or exhibit designer do, especially here at Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, actually, I'm in a very good position here in the broadcast because what I do is I take things over from Julie, which is just what we've done. Julie writes the words, and then it's my responsibility to take the content and the ideas that she's put together and turn them into a three-dimensional form. That's pretty simplistic, but what I do is I work with a staff of designers, sculptors, carpenters, and we create 3D examples that communicate Julie's ideas to the visitor.
Well, in fact, what you showed me with the, you know, the words to the meanings, the tangible to intangible, that was very powerful. What are some examples of some of the exhibit design work that you do here at Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, I think on the website there's some examples of exhibits that we've done. There's one that we just did at Cattle Lake. And that's a really good example because that was one of our strongest team processes. An exhibit designer, while he's responsible for the 3D stuff, there's also is a communicator and his facilitator. You're supposed to bring, you need to bring together a lot of people with different talents. I mentioned our sculptor, our graphic designers, our muralists, and all those people. We need to bring all their talents together and coordinate them on one effort. So there's a lot of time spent on communication between the different people and making sure that we're not going down different paths, you know, that we're all working towards the same thing. But I got a really good staff and they do a really good job, but that's not hard.
I think of exhibit design, I go back to kindergarten when I made my first exhibit and I'm thinking now I know why I'm not in exhibit design. What makes for an effective design? What are some things you look for?
Well, ultimately, what I look for is it communicating the content? I mean, I'm responsible for making things look nice, yes, and everything, but ultimately, the reason we do it is because we have ideas that we want to communicate to the visitor. And if we're not effectively communicating those ideas, then we're not effective, then we're not successful, okay? So the bottom line is an effective exhibit is the one that communicates to the visitor and the audience the message that we're trying to get across.
And this is a particularly good audience for career paths in exhibit design. What are some of the things you already mentioned, sculptor and some of those things? What are some of the arts that you really look for to make a complete exhibit staff?
Well, I mean, a good artistic sense helps, of course. And I'd say that's probably the basic thing. But one of the skills that people ignore is communication skills. And I think that's true of any profession you go into. I would definitely encourage people to become good, effective writers, good, effective oral communicators. I would take debate, things like that. And I'd also say, you know, all those kids out there whose parents are saying, you know, I know you draw real nice, but when are you going to get a real job? They should come over and come to our shop and see some of the great things that those people are doing. You know what? They make a pretty good wage doing art. So there is a job out there for you artists.
Well, my daughter, who's 7, is quite the artist, so I'm going to sick her on you.
All right.
And if she starts now, maybe she has hope there. Well, this is all the different mediums that we've covered in terms of the webcast, in terms of communication, written and oral communication, really important out there. So pay attention in those classes. Now we're back to Steve and the whole group.